The latest devastating school shooting in the US has led to renewed calls for gun control. At least 19 children and two adults have been killed after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Texas. It's reignited the debate around firearms legislation, but conservatives appear unwilling to budge. World Watch's Max Toll has this report.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage?
Much of America is not yet numb to gun violence, but cynical in regard to change. President Joe Biden says the country at times resembles a battlefield.
Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? It's time to turn this pain into action for every parent, for every citizen of this country.
Both he and former President Barack Obama say the US is effectively paralyzed by the gun lobby. In a statement, Obama directly accusing Republicans of showing no willingness to act in a way that might prevent such tragedies. Democrat Chris Murphy had this reaction on the Senate floor.
Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? Why are you here if not to solve a problem as existential as this?
It's not just politicians calling for action. Countless Americans feel the same way as Senator Murphy. Here's Steve Kerr, for instance, the coach of the Golden State Warriors basketball team, speaking before a playoff game this afternoon.
I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage.
Or Fred Gutenberg, the father of one of the victims of the Parkland school shooting, who had this message for Republicans.
What they do, the way they politicize guns and violence, led us to this day where parents, loved ones, who right now have to think, how am I going to plan a funeral?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has made it easier for young people to buy guns in the state, has an A-plus rating from the NRA and recently tweeted his pride that no license or training is needed to carry guns in Texas. State Senator Ted Cruz, who has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from the gun lobby, had this to say in Washington.
You know, inevitably, when there's a murder of this kind, you see politicians try to politicize it. You see Democrats and a lot of folks in the media whose immediate solution is to try to restrict the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. That doesn't work. It's not effective. It doesn't prevent crime.
Yet, something clearly is broken in America. Guns overtook car crashes to become the leading cause of death for US children and teenagers in 2020. An FBI report released just this week found active shooter attacks have doubled during the pandemic, and school shootings now number an astonishing 27 this year. The president is calling for pain to be turned into action, but for some in America, the freedom to bear arms overrides the freedom of children to be safe at school.